another hour of the Good Day Weekend program. This time, front and center is the supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, supermarketguru.com, with his daily news flashes, information about food, where to get it, facts and information galore, organic food, natural food, the cooking supplies that you need. Phil has years and years, decades and decades, almost millennia.
No, not millennia. Not millennia. And I don't know if you caught the New York Times on Wednesday. There was a very interesting story there that coincidentally I was quoted in, but it wasn't about me. Mm-hmm. It was about a lot of the top five-star chefs in New York.
Yeah.
And they talked about those supermarket products that they couldn't live without.
For example?
You know, Hunt's crushed tomatoes and Hellman's mayonnaise and Heinz ketchup. And
really?
Things like that. Yeah. It was a great, great story. And, it was a very cool twist, because when we often think about these five-star chefs, we only think about, you know, the hoity-toity ingredients, local, you know, organic, all this other stuff. And you have, like, Jean-Georges just saying, and I forgot which product he liked. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, he just said something like, you know, I can't live without Heinz ketchup in my kitchen or something.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get paid to say that?
I'm sorry?
Did you get paid to say that?
No. No, of course not.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who do get paid to say things like that, and I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Some people think, well, you're supposed up to Dr. Let me think now. Who is it? This week, that's the guy that did the psychiatry. He's on the...
Dr. Phil?
Isn't that awful? I can see him. And now I can't come up with his name. Got into a little bit of hot water because for a couple of months he was promoting a particular drug, a psychology drug. Who's the guy that's on late at night that does sex therapy? And
oh, Dr. Drew.
Drew, that's right. Yep. Drew Pinsky. Yep. So
really?
He paid $275,000 to talk about some drug, and I can't remember which one it is, that came under scrutiny this week. He came under scrutiny. The fact that they paid him $275,000 to talk about the drug on his television and radio programs, and the fact that the drug doesn't work, apparently the three...
Well, I think the line is, if you disclose it, if he had gone on his show and said, okay, you know, I'm, you know, a paid spokesperson for drug 123, and, you know, I believe in it and so on, that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, the same thing, I'm trying to remember the actress, very famous actress on the Today Show, who was paid by a antidepressant, and she went on the show and she was talking about how, you know, she was depressed, she wrote this book, and what cured her was, again, blank XYZ drug.
Yep.
And then they found out, like a week later, that she was their paid spokesperson.
So they found out the producers didn't know it when she went on the air, so she kind of got them.
Yeah, but you know something, honestly, Doug, with Google, with, you know, the internet there, before you book a guest, you Google them, and, and you'll find out that they're a paid spokesperson for this or this or this, and, you know, there's no excuse.
But how is that any different than plugging your book, plugging your music, plugging your movie? How is that any different?
I don't think it's any different as long as you disclose it.
Yeah. Speaking of that,
I think that's the key.
Later in the hour, we meet Christina, excuse me, Avanas.
How do you spell that? How do you spell that? I want to make sure I Google that properly.
There's so much pollen in the air here. It's amazing how that's affecting. Oh, yeah. So this lady has done what? She looks like she's a foodie. We have this foodie.
She's written this book, Living Beyond Organic.
Yep.
And she's going to talk to us about how she helped her husband, who became very ill with heart disease, change his life and his health situation based on food.
Now, shall we get into a discussion with her about the meaning of organic and how valuable
Absolutely.
Or not it may
Absolutely.
Be?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Right. I don't want to step on your
There's also another couple of stories that I want to talk about.
Help yourself.
Okay. You know, I'm this big observer of what goes on in food trucks.
Yes.
And this whole
phenomenon.
This is
phenomenon. A new sensation, too, isn't it? The
yes.
Upscale
oh, yeah.
food trucks.
Well, it's gone one step further now.
Really?
Where there's actually science being done on the music that the food trucks are playing. Obviously, a lot of ethnic music and so on that you can hear within a block, and how that's impacting the amount of people. Just the way Muzak in elevators, you know, is meant mm-hmm. to calm you down.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the music in a supermarket will speed you up, you know, on a Saturday because they want to get you out of the store more.
Right.
Now the food trucks are using music to attract new consumers.
What is there a specific type? For those who don't know, last couple of years has seen a tremendous increase in the interest in not just the food trucks. Some people say they're canteens. There are varying types of you buy
roach
hot
coaches.
Dogs. Yeah, the roach coach. But these
yeah.
are these are really upscale.
Yeah.
And the food is extraordinary. We have one in the Boston area that's traveling around, and they have a different week, a different setting every week for these food trucks.
Mm-hmm.
Come in. People are coming from all over the place, and it's really a phenom.
It is, and it's a lot of fun. You know, in Santa Monica, every Tuesday night, right around the corner from where we both live,
yeah.
You know, where the farmer's market is on
yeah.
Sunday, it's
yeah.
food truck extravaganza.
When did that start?
So about 10 food trucks come, and they rotate. It's not always the same. And all the families come out, and they sit on the grass, and they're eating
really?
Their bison
when,
hot
when
dogs.
Did this, but when did this, I don't remember this, is this something new?
Like 2 years.
Really? Well, is
yeah.
it just in the summer, or is it all year long?
Yeah, all year long.
How have I missed that? That'd be interesting.
Well, no, we could do a show from there.
Yeah, we could, and you and I could have dinner there.
We could have dinner there.
Even better.
Right. Yeah, it's a food truck. Okay, and then this next story you are going to love, you're going to appreciate it, and I'm shocked that you're not part of it.
And that is?
That is that there's a new movement that looks at fair trade. What fair trade has done for chocolate and bananas and coffee, now they want to create a similar program for milk.
Really?
Independent dairy farms to be able to charge slightly higher for those farms to make sure that they get a living wage, if you would, that the cows are, you know, treated in a humane setting, that the milk is the best that it can be. So that's, you know, taken up a lot of storm here. And it comes out of Vermont, of course. Where else?
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
where it's starting. And, you know, I think, in fact, we're going to be writing a big story about that this week. I think it's brilliant, long overdue.
Yeah.
And I want Doug Steffen to be part of it.
Well, in the term that you're expressing, I'm more or less doing that now to figure out what, in part, Phil's talking about a couple of different things in terms of what I do on my dairy farm. I sell raw milk and get $9 a gallon for it. If you were to buy the same quantity in a supermarket, you'd probably pay half that for
mm-hmm.
it.
Yep.
The raw milk is something that's very desirable. It's also more expensive for me to produce because it has to be much cleaner. And so it is something. But if you let me just back it off a little bit so you get a comparison. All right. This is how you understand why dairy farmers have gone out of business. The small family farms that are in jeopardy because the big mega ag businesses are pushing them out. And this isn't a theory. This is fact. So the amount of money that I get paid is about in a gallon is about 9 pounds. All right. So we get paid by the pound when it goes wholesale. And you figure out the poundage and multiply it out. And it's about for 50 gallons of milk, you get about a little over $100, all right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm selling 50 gallons of milk at $9 a gallon, you see the difference?
Mm-hmm.
50 times 9 is 540. So I get $540 for selling the stuff at retail in the store versus selling it wholesale to the big producers for 100 and maybe 20 bucks.
Sure.
And this is why the farmers that aren't selling their own product are going out of business.
Exactly.
Because they keep getting squeezed by the big producers who are importing milk from China, from God knows where, Mexico, South America. They put it on tanker planes, fly it up. And you don't know what kind of crap you're getting. And I think that's true of almost any food, don't you, Phil?
Absolutely. I mean, if you take a look at what's going on now in seafood, about 80% of all the seafood that comes in the country comes from China.
Yeah.
You look at all the food safety issues that we've got. You look at just taste. You know, I can take a piece of tilapia, for example, from China, and a piece of tilapia that's U.S. farmed, mm-hmm. Yep. And you can taste a world of difference.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't even want to know what that tilapia has been around before you ate it.
Exactly.
800-510-8255 connects with us. Phil at Supermarket Guru is his email address. I'm Doug at DougStefan.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. This is a weekly get-together for an hour. We talk about your food desires, your food origin, where you get the food. Maybe education is the best way for you to decide what it is that you want how do you want to pursue your own need for healthy food and your choices that are available. Most people still don't know that they can. I'm so blessed that this year we have one of the best gardens we've ever had on the farm, and the things that are coming out of it, eating the cucumbers now and carrots and squash and lettuce and spinach and chard, and the corn will be ready in a week, and the beets and all the things that are so healthy for you. Not everybody can have a big garden like I do on the farm, but you can raise your own things. A friend of mine, I think I told you her story, has a 40 by 40 front yard, and she dug it up and decided to put in her own garden.
Mm,
and she has
nice.
All kinds of, yeah, delightful.
But even if you don't have a yard, and again, a lot of our listeners might live in apartments or condos or whatever else, you can take, you know, in your kitchen, you can take, you know, a 1-foot by 1-foot box. You could grow some tomatoes, or you could grow your own herbs. You can do anything. It doesn't have to be, you know, this big expanse. And also what it's going to do, besides invigorating your taste buds to taste something that's you've grown, that's fresh, that you know, just tastes marvelous. It's also going to get you back to a closer connection with your food, all your food. So when you go into the supermarket and you buy that cucumber next time, you're going to look at it just a little differently.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely you are. There is at DougStefan.com an interesting reality. This week, my best friend and my mate on the farm, the guy who really made it all work and made it possible for us to have the farm that we do, died of a heart attack in his sleep.
Oh, sorry to hear that. I didn't know that.
And so we posted up on DougStefan.com a video of us having we had a cow, the first cow that had been on Boston Common for 80 years. Edgar Pless was his name. He and I brought this cow to the Common on a day there were hearings in the State House on raw milk and that sort of thing. So the video is there. I think it was more to support Edgar, but under the circumstances, what we just said about milk, it's a story about raw milk as well, and how people are attracted to animals and what they learn about dairy and where it comes from, and what we all need to be learning. We keep underscoring this, Phil, what you need to know about where your food comes from.
And I also love that picture of Edgar with the giant ice cream cone.
I know.
I love that picture.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's a great
picture.
Yep. All right. So Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, and Doug Steffen continue talking about food, what you need to know about salt. Phil has everything in a blog. We'll talk about that. Plus Oscar Mayer in the news this week. 21 after the hour on Good Day Weekend.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no, and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Three after the hour now, a discussion of food. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is here. Hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for it at supermarketguru.com. We try to follow at DougStefan.com some of your lead by repurposing some of the things that you write about yourself in the various periodical, various places where your impact is felt, because I think what you have to say is extraordinarily worthwhile. That's why I wanted you to be here with me on these weekend get-togethers. But more importantly, the information that people can study at supermarketguru.com, things about salt and where we get salt and whether you use sea salt or regular salt, how it impacts your health and well-being. It wouldn't seem this would warrant a big study, but apparently there are a lot of different things that people ought to know about salt, including using it sparingly.
Yeah, you know, the problem, Doug, that, you know, people haven't grasped, and this goes back to the early 70s when that book Killer Salt came out.
Yeah.
And now, you know, that's over 40 years old. There's still this debate going on about sodium. Is it a killer? Should we, you know, but your point is probably the most important. Moderation is the key.
Yeah.
And it's not how much salt that we take from a salt shaker and put on our food or in our soup or whatever. That's meaningless. It's the amount of sodium that's in different foods that are prepared that we buy, whether it be frozen dinners or canned foods or ketchup or whatever else. That's what we've got to look at. And one of my main bugaboos, for lack of a better word, when we review our products, is looking at the sodium count.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll tell you something, there's still products out there that in a tablespoon of a sauce or whatever else will have like 500 milligrams of sodium.
That's it's like that corn fructose syrup stuff.
Yep.
You still, even after all of the discussion of it, it's still everywhere.
It is, and it's because it's cheap, and that's the problem. We as consumers are demanding the cheapest food. You know, if a food goes up 5 cents, we freak out.
Yeah.
And again, that's why, you know, I'm applauding this whole campaign that I hope that works for milk with fair trade. If you look at fair trade, it's really been successful in charging more, but delivering a better product and a more sustainable business so that you get good wages and education for the workers and things
and
like that.
And people will pay if they know.
Exactly.
Right?
But when it comes to sodium, to your point, there's been so much science out there, or high fructose corn syrup, which is another example, that you've got, you know, 50% of the scientists saying, you know, this is horrible for you, and 50% saying, it's not so bad.
Yeah, right.
You know, sodium, this is really easy, folks, really easy. Pick up the label, look at the amount of sodium that's in a product, and then look at the serving size. If it's a tablespoon and it has 500 milligrams, put it down. Or Campbell's soup. What angers me is Campbell's soup about a year and a half ago said, okay, we understand that sodium is bad for us. We're going to reduce the sodium in all of our soups.
Right.
And they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 6 months ago, they put the sodium back in because we as consumers complained
like
that it didn't have enough flavor.
Yeah.
So here's a company that's trying to do the right thing,
mm-hmm.
but they've got stockholders,
yeah.
and they've
got
to, you know, make sure that they're selling soup. Yeah. So if they take out the high fructose corn syrup, if they take out the sodium, we have to buy those products if we want those products to continue. Otherwise, they're going to take the path of least resistance.
Yeah.
They're
going
to go the cheapest way
to
keep their stockholders happy. So it's up to us. If we buy the good stuff, there's more good stuff. If we don't buy the good stuff, it disappears and we get the junk.
There you go. A word to the wise is sufficient, as they say. We'll be talking about organic food and how it may or may not help you in your health and well-being. Christina Avanis will join us in a few minutes here on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert is here. The recall of the week, Listeria, and the Dole salad. Cases and cases. Is this the news media on it again, or is this something that is worth attention?
No, it's worth attention. And, you know, this was the big food story of the week, along with Oscar Mayer that you talked about before.
Yeah.
But, you know, when it comes to product recalls, again, what we are demanding is, again, the cheapest price ever.
Yeah.
So we've got to have, you know, high levels of production so that we can buy our bag lettuce as cheap as possible. These things happen. You know, it's nature. And what we have to understand is whether it's organic or local, as we're moving back, getting closer to our food supply, we're going to have more food safety problems.
Mm-hmm.
We really are.
Yeah.
Now, the reality is with Listeria, about 1,600 people a year, not from this recall, but throughout the year,
in general,
are affected by it.
Yeah.
And
it's everywhere, by the way.
It's
in meats in the supermarket. It has been a problem with some milk suppliers that don't keep their floors and things. Cheese.
Huh?
It's something that is so pervasive. It's in everything.
And you take a look at the Big Brie Listeria recall going back about 20, 25 years, which was the largest one ever. What they found after about a year, because it's hard to determine, in the factory, in the cheese factory, there was actually moisture coming off the ceiling, drops of moisture that would go into the cheese tank, you know, maybe a drop a day kind of thing, and that's where it came from.
Good guy. Phil Lempert is here, and the future of food is his whole deal. We'll be talking about organic eating in a few moments.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand-grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Katadyn Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Now 33 after the hour, Phil Lempert can predict the future. That's pretty interesting.
Well, in fact, last year, no, 2 years ago, talking about predicting the future, we issue our food trends in November for the coming year, and we were a year off. What we did 2 years ago was we talked about the rise of the humane treatment of animals.
Yeah.
And what we've seen probably since the Grammys are more and more food companies demanding humane treatment. For example, Kraft, who owns Oscar Mayer, this week announced to its suppliers that none of the hogs that they use can be in gestation crates. Now, there's two sides to this, and certainly I am very in favor of the humane treatment of animals. Let me start there.
Oscar Mayer, by the way, best known, probably, wouldn't you agree, for its bacon and hot dog product?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And their deli meats and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's two sides to it. And yes, I want these hogs to be kept humanely. But the reason that gestation crates were created is you've got this 500-pound hog that gives birth to babies. The babies suckle from the mother. And what would happen is this 500-pound hog would roll over and basically squash the babies. So that's why gestation crates were created. We forget that. So now, as we're moving away from that, and we should, what nobody is talking about is how are we going to protect these little baby pigs? And they're now saying that the mom hog can get up and walk around and turn around and so on. And what we're trying to figure out, and we're working with the Humane Society on this, to try to figure out what steps are in place that these babies don't get squashed. And there's got to be something there. It just can't be black or white. Oh, we go from no gestation crates to these hogs walking around. We've got to put some mechanism in place so that these babies don't get crushed.
And so this doesn't.
No, it doesn't. I don't know. Nobody's talking about what
they're
going
to eliminate the pig cages they now use. Isn't there some move to come up with something that does, as you're suggesting, that protects? I guess
nobody's
that's the other side of the story.
Ah.
So that is one of the facts that is... so the folks that are hot on this, that is the human... This is Humane Society of America. HumaneSociety.org has the story.
Great group.
Yeah, they are. But so it's not up to them to come up with something. They just don't want one particular problem to exist, whether you see it as a problem or not, but it does create, by its elimination, you're pointing out, it creates another problem.
another problem and, you know, more cost.
That's
the other thing. And the cost aside, forget that. It's the right thing to do. But what I want to hear is how are we protecting the babies here?
Yeah.
Because, again, the pork producers have done a fabulous job in making pork leaner and reducing the price. And pork producers are really a very smart group of people. So I want to just see what we're going to replace this with that makes it all work for both mom and baby. And
so,
us as the consumer, so we don't have to, you know, pay an arm and a leg for this.
Many of
or
the...
a pink foot.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Many of the big fast food chains and big supermarket chains have announced that they will eliminate gestation crates from their supply chains. And in this circumstance, one wonders about the pork providers, what they do to protect the babies, which is what Phil is basically talking about. But there are laws that have been passed on this. I know here in Massachusetts there's a law against this.
Same
sort of
in
thing.
California.
Yeah, right. New York, New Jersey, that sort of thing. So this is about animal welfare and advice for you. Does it affect the quality of the meat that you get, the taste of the meat? I don't know, Phil. You'd be the one to answer that.
You know, I don't know if we could measure that. Certainly, what we do know when it comes to cows is the cows that are grass-fed, that are in open fields, their meat is usually more tender, more flavorful. Whether or not that's going to translate to hogs, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, the more natural that we can be in just about everything that we do, it produces a better product. My belief. But, you know, I think it depends on what that, you know, different livestock is.
All right,
because also when it comes to chickens, for example, it's just the opposite. If you look at certain chickens, a lot of free-range chickens and so on, what happens is because they're running around, they build up their muscles more. So it's actually a tougher piece of meat, tougher chicken than one that's, you know, sitting in a pen and just, you know.
Doing nothing.
Having a good old time.
Right. All right. So what is it? Something about a tender chicken? There's an
well, that's such a funny story with Frank Perdue. You know, it takes a tough man to make a
tender
chicken.
That was
so
it.
Into Puerto Rico, and this goes back, 30 years ago. They go into Puerto Rico to sell their chickens. They give a Spanish advertising agent, or I guess an Anglo advertising agency, say, okay, we've got to translate this into Spanish for the Puerto Rican market. So they translate it, and the sales of Purdue chickens drop to practically zero. So they can't figure it out. The agency goes down there. They do focus groups and so on. What they didn't figure out is a literal translation versus, you know, an actual translation in the way people speak of a tough man makes a tender chicken translated to a strange man sexually excites a chicken. So no one wanted to buy a chicken that was fooling around with Frank Perdue.
Frank Perdue, especially if they had pictures of it.
Exactly.
Right.
Well, isn't that funny?
Moving on.
Phil
Lempert, the supermarket guru. You can sign up for the supermarket guru letter, supermarketguru.com. If you go to DougStefan.com, click on Phil's picture in the co-host box. It brings you around to the way to sign up for his food and health news flashes. Just put your name, your email address in there, and it'll get shipped to you every week. Neat stuff, important information about food, including the ongoing discussion that we have about organic food. The lady who's written this book, Christina Avanas, Living Beyond Organic. This is something we get into this whole definition. Christina, first of all, welcome here. Phil's going to certainly go through the paces with you, starting with your story. You went into this not because you wanted to, but because you sort of saw a need, right, in your own family?
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us about, you know, what was the causal actions that made you, you know, get more involved in food and organics in particular?
Well, I was always into food, always a good cook and, you know, took great pride in taking care of my family. And pretty much we ate everything that what I call the modern American dieter eats. And we were plugging right along until one day my husband had a heart attack. And we were all dumbfounded. And we found ourselves in this crisis situation. And he had kind of a domino effect. Once he had the heart attack, then we found he had high blood pressure, high cholesterol, his liver was failing. And then he was given a year to live. And so we... I, being a researcher just at heart, and once, you know, I know there's a problem, I just dig right in, I was able to find a natural healer that dealt with food and herbs and how you can heal the body using those tools. So I studied and jumped right in, and we were able to reverse his disease by starting to eat right. And that's what Living Beyond Organic is based on. It's, you know, it's on the foundation that eating super enzyme foods literally boost the body's organ function and promote pH balance. And this way you are actually operating with optimum digestion to extract the nutrients from your food. And then it reduces acidity and it inflammation and... your body's able to repair. And so using food as the foundation, we also then used herbs to repair organ damage. So it's a synergy between eating well and taking herbs as opposed to medications. And he was able to recover. And so I was inspired to write the book.
So talk specifically about some of the foods. So your husband has heart attack, high blood pressure, on and on, you know, all these maladies, a year to live.
Yes.
What did you do first? What was the kind of foods that helped them?
Well, eating foods that were alkalizing were the first things, and avoiding the foods that were the most acidic.
And so give us examples of that. What are those foods?
The first thing we avoided was orange juice, because everybody, you know, First thing in the morning, well, we would drink orange juice first thing in the morning, and then we would have coffee. And those are probably the two most acidic things that you can put in the body. So we switched from orange juice to tangerine juice. And that was amazing right there, because it's about the citrate to citric acid ratio. And in tangerine juice, you have the higher citrate ratio, which literally turns into sodium bicarbonate in your body, which is the most alkalizing thing you can put in your body. So just by switching to tangerine juice, we were able to lower his acidity dramatically. And then coffee, as we all know, can have a tremendous acidic effect on the body. And we actually were able to find a coffee that was the one exception. And it comes from Papua New Guinea. And this coffee grows in such a unique environment that it actually has an alkalizing effect. It grows in a very pure, pristine tropical rainforest, in very mineral-rich soil at a very high altitude, and it yields these amazing beans. And when you roast them, they release essential oils, which actually have beneficial properties and redirect toxins to your colon for elimination. And so it's a strong detoxifier and alkalizer. So when we switched to that, we were actually detoxing his body and releasing a tremendous amount of toxins that were just blocking his body from healing. And so those were the first two things that we did. And then we switched actually to bison instead of beef. And bison is an amazing meat, because it provides the body with all of the nutrients and amino acids, but without the saturated fat. But before I get to that, the other thing that we did with the Papua coffee is we would have organic heavy cream every morning. And this was something, you know, kind of what seemed counterintuitive, because everybody thinks, oh my gosh, heavy cream is not good. Right. It's all cholesterol. But we learned that organic heavy cream is one of the highest sources of CLA. And that was magical, because Harvard released a study that conjugated linoleic acid actually helps the body burn up LDL. And he had high cholesterol. And so this was amazing. So he was able to have coffee with organic heavy cream every morning, in fact, 2 cups. And not only was he detoxing and alkalizing, but he was also burning up LDL. So that was another amazing thing. So switching from tangerine, from orange to tangerine, switching from regular coffee to papua, and including organic heavy cream every day. So those were like the top things that were acid-producing from the beginning because, well, before we switched, we were using sweetened creamers. You know, the non-dairy type, and we thought they were better, but they weren't. So it was an amazing adventure, and it was actually more delicious than when we switched, than when we were having the things we thought were good for us.
Well, you know, Doug is a dairy farmer, so when it comes to heavy cream and understanding that that's so much better than these artificial strawberry creamers and so on, that's no surprise to Doug, right?
Yeah, no, it's a good move. Yeah,
there is an organic unsalted butter. Oh my gosh, people are using all of these artificial margarines, and I can't believe it's not butter, and all these other products that are just filled with.
It's the same stuff.
Over-processed ingredients.
Yeah, it's all the same
garbage. And that's literally what toxifies the body. So, yeah, avoiding... I really appreciated what you said earlier, Phil, when you were talking about the more natural we can stay, the better for the body, because that's it exactly. Trying to simply avoid over-processed foods. So then, in general, what we did is we avoided over-processed foods. So if I went to the store and I looked at a package and I saw that the first word was enriched or that the first word was sugar, you know, we would just simply avoid that. And there are really good products out there. You just have to read the labels.
Label, 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 label.
That's
Phil
right.
talks about that until we are all blue in the face.
Uh-oh.
It's so, well, no, but it's so easy. And one of the things, we're having a conversation with Christina Avanis. She's written a book called Living Beyond Organic. Phil has, and I do too, a problem with organic, the term organic, because it's been so bastardized and weakened and watered down by the government.
I absolutely agree. I think that it's important that we educate people because that's why I titled my book Living Beyond Organic, because really we need to look at what we're eating first and foremost, and then second, about the term organic, you know, we can put it on things. You would be surprised. And really what you think you're getting isn't what you're getting.
People the local is big and natural is big and organic is that doesn't mean that it's the way, well, even Whole Foods was found recently, Phil, weren't they? Organic Chinese food or what the hell? Who are you kidding?
Yeah.
Organic Chinese food.
The problem
food.
Is, and we get a lot of questions from listeners, from our readers talking about organic, and especially when it comes to produce items, you know, and they say, what should we do? And for me, it's always the same answer. If you have a choice, go local.
Yeah,
it's going to be picked fresher. It's going to have more nutrients. It's going to be on the vine longer, on and on and on. And they say, well, what about organic? And I say, you know, something organic is meaningless. If you look at the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen that came out, you know, a couple weeks ago, that's nonsense. It is nonsense. They're taking USDA data, and they're looking at, you know, the parts per million. And yes, these are the 12 fruits and vegetables that might have the most amount of pesticide residue as measured by our government, but it's meaningless. You would have to eat, I think, in the case of bananas, you would have to eat something like 3,900 bananas a day to reach the toxic level that the U.S. has said. So people then all of a sudden say, oh, I can't eat bananas because they're on
Christina,
the Dirty Dozen list.
Hold on a second. We're going to spend a few more minutes with you. Christina Avanis here. We're talking about a wonderful way to be healthy, and it's not all in your mind. 51 after the hour.
Hope Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
After the hour now, it's Phil Leppard, the supermarket guru, with Doug Steffen, Good Day Weekend, talking about food and especially organic food, and Christina Avanas, her book, Living Beyond Organic, helping her husband through a health crisis, netted a lot of educational and important food information that she has translated here into a really marvelous book full of ideas. And one of the things we're thinking about, the idea of organic and how misused it is, and that's basically what you're underscoring, Christina, as well. It's more fresh, local, and don't worry about the organic stuff.
Right. And on the subject of bananas, before we went to the break, I wanted to mention that what you were talking about, Phil, is correct. But there is one thing we can do about bananas. When they are shipped, they are literally gassed to prevent over-ripening before they get to market. And this gas literally prevents the absorption of the nutrients. So what we need to do is literally put them out in the morning sun for about 4 to 5 hours. So like 8 to 12, not afternoon sun, because then they'll cook and turn brown and they won't be yummy. But this releases the gas, so they off-gas, and then you're able to absorb the nutrients. And you can do a little experiment, because sometimes kids will eat a banana and they'll be a little green and they'll kind of get a tummy ache. And it's literally not from the banana being not so ripe, but from the gas. So what we need to do is try that. Try that. Put your bananas out in the morning sun.
That's a great
and
tip.
And then have them, and you will notice a difference. And there was one other thing that we switched that I forgot to mention, and that is our salt. A lot of doctors were recommending to my husband that he avoid salt. And what we actually learned through research was that salt provides us a tremendous amount of minerals. And minerals are necessary to sustain life. And what we found out was it's not salt, but what salt you're eating. And what the best salt that we could find was actually real salt, which is mined here in the United States in Redmond, Utah. So it's mined out of the earth, and it's literally from a dead sea. So it's pristine. It has no, it's not polluted, because modern day sea salt, a lot of people say, oh, you know, I have sea salt, and that's better than iodized table salt, but it's still mined from the polluted seeds. And so real salt was actually one of the things, the other things that helped my husband with his inflammation, remineralizing his body and detoxifying, because we literally gargle with it first thing in the morning. It's not just eating it, but we gargle with it to clear out our tonsils, because if your tonsils are functioning properly, they're absorbing toxins, you know, in your sleep that you might have been exposed to. And then we actually drink it after working out to rebalance our electrolytes. And we bathe in it to release toxins. And it's an amazing thing. So it's all about, you know, not accepting generally general information that can sometimes be based on just misnomers. And yeah. So what you want to do is do your homework and research. And I think that's really the key, because in Living Beyond Organic, that's what you're getting. You're getting information based on research, based on someone who had a husband who was dying, and I was digging through, you know, everything I could get my hands on to learn what could I do to change that, to
all
heal.
Right. Well, we have underscored the book Living Beyond Organic. You can find it certainly anywhere where there's books or downloadable books available. Christina Avanis, thank you for telling us your story. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, on the Good Day Weekend program every weekend at this time. Lots of info, helpful info, important information on food sources and supplies. 58 past the hour on Good Day.
My car's a sauna. What's with this air conditioning?
You need an AC Pro.
Know any?
Yeah, you.
You got me confused with somebody else.
You're a pro with new do-it-yourself AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
But I...
You know where to find the hood?
That thing up front?
Exactly. AC Pro's easy, fast, and saves you money. You'll have your car's AC blowing cold air in minutes, guaranteed.
I did it. It's like a freezer in here.
Be a pro with new AC Pro, the 10-minute cold air solution.
Got a sweater?
All right, so the supermarketguru.com, I think the way it sounds when I say that, supermarketguru.com, get the...
Very British.
That's right. Yeah, well, there's a lot of sophisticated information and all this stuff that people can get, but sophisticated and stuff don't seem to go together.
No.
You need to be aware
tasty.
Of your
tasty.
Health. Yeah. Taste is the most important thing. That's Phil's second favorite word. Tasty. Phil Leverett, Supermarket Guru, 59 past the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.